Ladies and gentlemen, freaks and geeks, grab your smokes and take some totes, because it's time for Fatal Four Way Radio with your host, Minister I'm Sinister, brought to you in part by WrestleCourt.com. And now,
Radio. Hello, everybody. Thank you. Thank you very much. I am Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, and this is Fatal Four Way Radio. And welcome with me today. I have headliner Joe Bates.
I can't believe it. I'm famous.
Yeah. We're stuck on repeat with that, man. We're stuck on repeat. How the hell are you doing, Joe?
I'm doing all right, man. Things are going good. Life's kind of crazy, but outside of that, can't complain. How are you doing?
Hey, pretty good, man. I mean, you know, life is kind of crazy every now and then. People are impossible to live with, and... but I digress. Also with me today, I do have a Batman. Batman, how the hell are you doing, Batman?
Oh yeah, brother, I'm on fire as never before. Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. Oh yeah.
Batman is in the big
Batman.
Doing good, man. We're doing the podcast, nice. So you know everything's right in the world today.
Absolutely. Did you get your picks ready? Got your
My
picks ready?
Yes, yeah. For the Hell in the Cell.
Oh, yeah, we're doing picks today, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you got your picks ready, Joe. You got your picks ready?
Oh, yeah. I think the Ravens, or no, not the Ravens. I think the Chargers are going to win this week.
Oh, man. Football. Gosh, man, my football week did not start out the way I wanted to, but that's a different story altogether. Perhaps even a new show, maybe. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. But it's still early.
What is it football y'all are talking about?
Football is a game created in America. It's not soccer. People get that confused.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we did a podcast about real men, wrestlers.
Oh, no. Yeah. Also with us, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for... Christian, how the hell are you doing, bud?
Good, and I have something to say before we have the show start. It's about the women's pay-per-view Evolution.
Is it gonna suck?
Did you see the list? Is that what you're gonna talk about?
No, is my opinion. Here's the thing: if this pay-per-view is bad, I bet you 10-1 that the Bella Twins are gonna go on Twitter, or any female wrestler that's gonna go on Twitter and blame us for shitting on the show. I bet you 10-1 they're going to go on Twitter saying, you all should be ashamed of yourselves. These women, they bust their asses for you. They entertain you. Well, it's not our fault that the pay-per-view sucked, so shut up.
I hope they blame me personally. Somebody has to carry this.
Yeah, I hope they just blame it on the card, because I saw the card, and I thought that's what you were going to go to. I saw the card that they have in mind for it. Oh, Jesus. I don't know. I was really excited for it. Some of the matches, yes,
the
but
card.
A lot of it.
I saw the card, and it's pathetic.
If they blame us personally for the pay-per-view, that's great for our ratings, I think.
Exactly.
I think so.
By the way, we picked up some new countries. We are now listened to in, let me see if I can get there real quick. We've got some new countries. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. New Zealand is one of the new countries, as well as the Philippines. The Philippines and one more, United Arab Emirates. So those are
UAE.
Some new places. Yeah, UAE. Some new places that we are on now. So let's see if we have, can we do this? Can we get a give my hand for the new people. But hey, look, guys, we have a show today, and we're gonna blow right through it. I guarantee you. And we're gonna start on it right now, because all we're gonna do today, we're not gonna talk about any of the crap that happened on Raw and SmackDown, or maybe we will along the way. But what we're gonna do today, we're gonna focus today, is our Hell in a Cell preview and predictions. And the way we're gonna do this, guys, is I'm going to shout out the preview, and then I'm going to go one by one, and we're going to have our predictions on that. And by the way, I don't think I ever got around to doing the predictions results from the last pay-per-view. Batman had very few predictions because he was having problems with his communication signal with us. We were not getting his communications on point. So he only had like 3 or 4 predictions. So we're just going to leave him on that out of that one. But Joe Bates was the winner again last week. So can we have a hand for Joe Bates?
Once I turned heel, I started winning. That's what I found out.
The predictions champion, Joe Bates, man. He's the predictions champion, Joe Bates. So we're going to have to see if somebody can take him down. I will be watching very closely.
Woo!
That's right. I'm going to watch closely. But let's, in the meantime, I'll tell you what, guys. Let's go ahead and get started with this shenanigans, this mayhem. And we'll do that right now. And let's get started. We're going to start off with the bell. I feel much better when I have that bell. We're going to get started off with Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre. And let me refresh your memory here. It was on an episode of Raw back in here recently. This thing just recently started, maybe 10 days ago. Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre defeated the B team, Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel, to win the Raw Tag Team Championship in a match where they just all inserted themselves in it by beating up the two other guys. By beating up the Revival. Yeah, beat them up. Threw themselves in the match, won the championship just like that. The following week, they had a rematch between the two teams. And, of course, Ziggler and McIntyre retained the titles. So you knew that was going to happen, and here we are. Then soon thereafter, the tag team match between Ziggler and McIntyre and Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins emerged for the titles, and it was scheduled for Hell in a Cell. And here we are the day before, talking about it. And so let's go to Joe Bates.
A lot of disappointment.
Dolph Ziggler versus Drew McIntyre, Drew McIntyre versus Ambrose and freaking Rollins for the titles at Hell in a Cell.
So here's what I think is going to happen. And one, I want to say that I'm glad Ziggler and McIntyre won the titles from the B team, because I felt like their little run was done, and this was the easy way to reset it, kind of move on to the main storyline. Fine, I don't mind that. But what I think is going to happen here, and this kind of gives away what I think is going to happen later on a little bit, but I'm predicting Rollins and Ambrose to win the titles, the tag team titles in this one. I know a lot of people don't think it's going to happen because Rollins has got the Intercontinental Championship. But I think the plan is to give them the tag team titles so that the next episode of Raw, they can all have the titles and be like, hey, look at us. Yay. We're doing it, aren't we, everybody? And the crowd can start booing the Shield.
Cool. Huh, that would be very interesting. I don't agree with it, but it is very interesting. It is very interesting. So you think that they're going to start, they're doing this to get heat on the Shield?
Oh, I don't think they're going to do it to get heat on the Shield, but I think the crowd is going to start getting – I think crowds are going to start getting sick of this.
Yeah.
I think Roman's going to start affecting Dean and Seth negatively.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, just in a natural, organic way, right? Where, like, the stink of Roman is going to rub off to Dean and...
WWE wants that to happen, but I think is going to happen on this pay-per-view, especially how the way they've done this stable and screwed over Braun Strowman, and can I just... How dumb is this fucking... How dumb... You get out there, Braun Strowman has these 8 guys around the ring. They don't mention themselves. He goes, this is my pack of dogs or war dogs. Doesn't even know what to call them. They never appear later in Raw at all. You just have Ziggler and McIntyre beat the B team with no help from these people, so why even have them? Braun Strowman and Roman have their thing, where none of the people come out to help them. Like, there's no point. It's like a complete wasted stable thing. It's like, if you're going to do it, at least do it right. But they're doing half-assed measures on, like, all aspects of it. Fire the writing staff. Fire everybody. I'm pissed. I hate Raw right now.
Well, I think that was just for a Raw moment.
Fire that staff and get some of the writers from the Bob and Tom show on there. Is what I think.
What were you saying, Christian?
I think that was just for a Raw moment.
That sucks. Mm.
So I've got you down, headliner, for Rollins and Ambrose winning the title. And keep in mind, this is a tag team match straight-up tag team match. There's no other, no other stipulation or anything. So Batman, having said that, Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose at Hell in a Cell straight-up match.
I agree with Joe Bates, man. I think this is a way for them to build a Roman Reigns. Like, they're just trying to figure out how to get Roman Reigns over in any way possible, over as a face or over as a heel. And they're kind of just, like, running out of things. So I feel like that's the reason why they brought the Shield back in, was to kind of build around that. And I think they're going to kind of go with that momentum with, look, they've been beating up everybody in the back or, the past, this Raw episode, that's what happened. They got their receipt, basically. And I agree with Joe. I think they're going to win the belts, even though Seth already has one. I don't think it's going to keep him from getting another one, especially if it's going to build onto the story. And I'm thinking here it's going to build on. Since it's going to start, I believe it's one of the first matches, right? I think it's going to build its way to the end of the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to have something to do. It's going to work its way into another story or another thing, another segment into the pay-per-view. Does that make sense?
It's going to start with that and kind of build the pace.
Kind of like set the tone. You know what I mean?
It makes great sense because you have two key parts of these units missing. And I think they're going to be going to show up ringside. Definitely.
Yeah, and I think it's another way not only for Roman, but to build Dean Ambrose back into the fray. You know what I mean? Because I think the last couple appearances he had, except for this Raw, the last couple appearances, he wouldn't really say anything. And not for nothing, he's pretty good on the mic, at least in my opinion. Except for this Raw, they made him do that little segment where he was like, hey, next time I'm in jail, I'm going to call you. You know what I mean? Have my number or whatever the hell. Right. Be ready for me. And which was a good little segment. It was a good little spot for him. But I think this is another way to build him in.
The guy's name was Ambrose.
Yeah. And but I think it's a good way to put a title on him for now. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To kind of give him a little bit of gold just for now until they build up to where they want to put him at. Because I'm seeing a Roman versus a Roman versus Dean. Roman versus Ambrose would be a good hell of a match. I feel like that's what we're going to get to.
Interesting. Very interesting. So I've got you down as well for Rollins and Ambrose. Christian from Philly, you and I actually made predictions on Monday Night Fallout, which you can go back and listen to on the World Generation Podcast Network, on demand, obviously. And I encourage you to go back and listen to it. So Christian from Philly, refresh my memory. I don't remember who you picked. I don't even remember who I picked for that matter. But I will give you my pick after you give me yours. And that's what she said.
I picked Drew and Dolph. And I think Hell in a Cell is going to be the catalyst for Dean Ambrose's heel turn.
Drew and Dolph. Okay, so these are championship titles that are on the line. So Drew and Dolph win the match, is what you're saying?
Yes, I think Drew and Dolph are going to retain. Yeah, they're going to retain with the titles. And it's going to, and Hell in a Cell is going to be the start of Dean's heel turn slowly, you know, getting fed up, getting beat down, and losing.
Right. And I, too, say that Drew and Dolph will retain the titles by some nefarious action, obviously. Some type of nefarious action. So on behalf of Braun Strowman, no less. But I do think that that is how that will go down. So let's move on to the next one. And the next one gave us, let's see here. I want to say it's Charlotte and them. Yeah. No. Yeah. Wait. No, wait. Yeah. No. I did this backwards and upside down or inside out or whatever so that I could have it ready. And here it
Hell
is.
Yeah.
I have it ready. All right. So what happened was at SummerSlam, Charlotte defeated Becky Lynch and Carmella in a triple threat match, which Becky Lynch had it all but won, and then Charlotte saw the opportunity, and she took it, as she should have, I suppose, yeah. I mean, that's what you got to do. But after the match, Lynch turned heel and attacked Flair. However, the fans were cheering her, and the heel turn did not work, and so the weeks have been going on, and people are still cheering Lynch. However, she is still acting like a heel because we've seen them confront each other, and so then they made the match for the title at Hell in a Cell, and this is a singles match for the Women's SmackDown Championship. So we have Charlotte, the champion, versus Becky Lynch in a singles match headliner. Who are you picking for this one?
This one's a tough one to pick. I actually am going to go with Charlotte, but I think it's going to be a double turn. A lot of people are predicting it, and I think that kind of makes sense. I think they should have done this in the first place, but it'll kind of make a cool moment in Hell in a Cell where Charlotte puts her in the figure eight lock and Becky doesn't quit. She doesn't quit. And then after not quitting, the ref just calls the match because she passes out, and then Charlotte, upset that she didn't tap, just beats the hell out of her, and it's a double turn that way. So I think Charlotte wins.
Charlotte wins the title, retains the title in a double turn. Now, is there any DQ or anything in that? No?
No, it's just more, you know, when they don't tap out and they just pass out, I think that's just going to happen. And then Charlotte's going to be upset that she didn't tap out and beat the crap out of her.
Like Stone Cold and Bret Hart?
Yeah, I think they're going to do the exact same thing.
I've been reading a lot of that. I just actually.
They don't really let the women wrestlers do any unique things. They just do copies of other things they've seen in the 90s or 2000s.
Right. Which is actually pretty sickening. They should have women come in and write new things for them completely. Completely different.
Yeah.
I don't care. Just different things out of nowhere. Like Samoa Joe or like Rusev coming back in Hawaiian shirts or whatever.
Vacation Rusev, baby. It's happening.
There you go. There you go. They need some writers with some fresh ideas like that, is what I'm saying. So we have Charlotte in a double turn. Batman.
I think I can see the double turn. I don't think it would happen right now, though. I think they're going to try to play out the Becky thing. I've noticed what you said, too. Like, they've just really been on top of Becky. Like, instead of giving her the booze or whatever and her trying to do this whole heel turn, the crowd's just really digging it. I dig it. I don't know. I like this whole black attire thing. I just, you know, to me, she looks a lot sexier with it. Maybe not the face so much. I think she could kind of lean back on the mean face because it looks a little too scrunched up. Like she just smelled like she just literally walked into like a restroom and somebody just took like the nastiest dump. You know what I mean? And this is like right after she just took a bite out of a burger. Like, you know what I mean? Like she's in the middle of just all these emotions going in her face. Other than that, she's fucking gorgeous, man. And I love the black thing, the whole just kind of because she was such a colorful character. You know what I mean? And her entrance and everything. And for her to just come out kind of just like carte blanche, just straight, starting brand new. Yeah. You know what I mean? I like that. I like her roughness. I like the other day when she, you know, she called her a bitch on live TV. I was like, whoa, Becky, whoa, what? Come on now. You know, I think it would. I think her heel turn, if it made it, if they worked it a little better, if they worked it a little better, they could work it into making like her into a group. Because I did see the Evolution was gonna do the tag team titles, and. You know, I remember them mentioning that Charlotte and Becky were interested if they were to ever do something like that. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking they're going to work its way into, like you said, a double turn to where eventually they're going to – so the other one's going to turn and the other one's going to turn face or whatever until they're eventually both going to be either both a heel or both a face team.
But not pay-per-view, right?
No, not at this pay-per-view, but I think they're gonna leave like how he said. They're gonna give a little hint of, you know, this is what we're working to.
So not at this pay-per-view,
but you're sure as fuck gonna see. You're gonna see something in this pay-per-view that's gonna lead to that. I think.
I see. And so, who wins the match and the title?
I go just for the sake of keeping the story. I go for Charlotte because if Becky wins right now, then you're just basically doing a Sasha and Bayley bullshit again. You know what I mean? If you let, to me, and that's my opinion, if you let Becky win right now, it's going to just, you're going to put the fire out. You know what I mean? If she's hot right now and the crowd is liking it, you know, it's one of those, like how Christian said, the Stone Cold turn, like, she's a heel, but God, the fucking, I like it. I want to see her beat the shit out of somebody else. I want her to go up to somebody and just slap the shit out of them, you know, with that ugly ass face. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see that. So I don't want to see her as a champion, though. I want her to earn her way, especially with the way the crowd is going. Look, they're going to be real fickle, and if she wins, I'm telling you right now, the crowd is going to be like, what the fuck? They're going to like it, but then it's going to be like the next night when she comes back on, it's going to be like B-team, where they liked it at first, but no reaction the next night because they're not ready for that.
Interesting.
If you like her and you're carrying the way you are now, then you're going to have to work your way up for her to win that belt. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Worthwhile. Yeah, you can't just do it right now. Then what the fuck did you put on it for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christian, who are your thoughts on this one?
I think Becky's going to win based on the momentum she has. And I'm only saying this because they might be planning to draft Charlotte to Raw and face Rousey at Mania.
Interesting. So you're saying Becky wins.
Also, fun fact, on the exclusive website channel on YouTube, they interviewed Bailey and Sasha on what they thought of Becky turning on Charlotte. The two baby faces supported the heel on turning on Charlotte.
Well, I am going. I know I said on Fallout. I remember saying Becky was going to win. However, I am now changing my mind. And I am saying Charlotte is going to win. However, it will be by a DQ. Becky will end up getting disqualified for an excessive beatdown on Charlotte or some type of shit like that. Whereas those seeds will be planted, how Batman said. I think that will be.
I'm changing my thing too. I'm changing it too.
Oh my God. Okay. To Charlotte?
So we all on the Charlotte? Are
yeah,
you guys on
Charlotte.
The Charlotte?
And we're all Charlotte.
Yeah,
so we're
Charlotte.
All calling Charlotte. Holy crap.
Woo, woo, woo.
But I said
hey,
by
real,
a
real
DQ,
quick,
though.
Real quick,
yeah.
Going on Charlotte before we even change the subject. I'm not to break it off or nothing, but did anybody see the Ric Flair wedding coming out? He came out to the Ric Flair drip, the Migos song?
I didn't see it, but I saw that he got married and he had a picture of him with his new bride, who he's been dating.
Yeah,
for,
Dennis Rodman was there.
Long,
Shane Helms was there. He came out, the wedding song wasn't a wedding song. It was the Ric Flair Drip, the Migos. Him and Wendy came out to it. Only as Ric Flair could do.
The Nate, you got to love him, man. And he is the five-time groom.
I saw what you did there.
Hopefully he figured that one out by this time. You know? Hopefully he's got it down.
Yeah, I mean, Wendy looks like the kind of girl. Wendy looks like she's gotten straight.
My best to him, Ric Flair, and he's right. So let's see here. Oh yeah, in this very moment, my computer ran out of power, and I have to reboot. So I'll tell you what, guys, that's like a perfect time to take a freaking break. So we will be right back after these words right here on Fatal 4-Way Radio.
I'm sick of all these people talking out their heads. I've never understood a damn thing that they said. From words to actions, never knowing what they're about. I guess I'll have to chew them up and sit them out. And I said,
hey, you silly kids, it's me, Joe Bates, host of Rank You Very Much every Friday here on the World Generation Podcast, the show that determines things like best cereal, worst way to die, worst Full House character. There's only one stop to figure all that information out, and that's Rank You Very Much with Joe Bates every Friday with two different special guest experts on every show who have been on shows like Bob and Tom, Laughs on Fox, and Last Comic Standing. So definitely check it out. Play the theme song.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary?
Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast. Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again. You want to do another radio show? Yeah, no. What do you want to call it? You want to call it Drinking Soda, but you don't want to call it soda because where you're at, they drink pop. Nobody wants to drink pop, you Santori. I got a better idea. It's on Tuesdays, right? Tuesday nights? Okay. Well, you did Rippin' Fridays. You did Saturday Night Special. You did Tuesday's Gone. Hey, let's face Tuesday together. All right, cool. Facing Tuesdays with Santori. Tuesday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. Sounds great? Great. Let's do it. Yes, I'll make sure to let everyone know you figured out how to use Instagram. Okay, bye. Are you ready for some more wrestling talk? Join Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, headliner Joe Bates, and Rancho punk rocker Albert Salazar as they recap some of this week's shenanigans in the WWE. Fatal 4-Way Radio makes its triumphant return to the World Generation Podcast Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Shizzle. I am Internet Radio Zone, and this is Fatal 4-Way Radio. So let's get back to it. What happened next was at Backlash, we had Jeff Hardy. He retained the U.S. Championship against Randy Orton. And then at Extreme Rules, after Hardy lost the United States Championship to Shinsuke Nakamura, Orton made his return to the WWE and attacked Hardy. A couple of days later on SmackDown, Hardy had a rematch with Nakamura, but it ended in a draw after Orton attacked Hardy. But then the next week, Orton explained his attacks on Hardy, stating that he felt disrespected by the WWE Universe and hated how supportive they were of superstars like Hardy. And then the next week, Orton launched a third attack on Matt Hardy, with the aidance of Nakamura, no less. So Hardy invoked his rematch clause at SummerSlam and would once again fail to regain the title. And then after the match, Orton came out while Hardy was incapacitated in the ring, but he walked back. He walked away. I think it was that creepy scene where he was like looking through, but he didn't go out. But then the following week on SmackDown, Orton and Hardy had a match that ended in a DQ after Hardy low-blowed Orton, and Hardy then proceeded to attack Orton. And of course, it spilled out into the crowd and everything, and Hardy then executed a swanton bomb on Orton off of the balcony through a table. And then on the August 28th episode of SmackDown, Hardy would then go on to challenge Orton to a match in Hell in a Cell, and since then, Orton has been cutting some great promos. Of course, Orton accepted the challenge, and he's been cutting some great promos. And we've had the question, is you know, the promos are great, but is this match going to deliver? And here it is, the week of the match. So it's time. This is it. They got to go. And I have to say, man, this is going to be a great freaking match. It's going to be a great match because you know that Hardy's got, he's on his way out. There's already talk of his retirement. He's never had this match. They made this match specifically for him, you know, and obviously for Orton, too, because Orton needs some way to somehow to come back. So here we are. I'm going to pick first on this one, and I'm going to pick Orton. I'm going with Orton. Fuck it. I'm going for the full-blown heel on this. I think it's going to happen. Matt Hardy can go any other way. There's so many other different things he can do right now. He's on his way out. Orton came in. He's a big-time heel right now, and he's saying that he's going to destroy and abolish and eviscerate or whatever the hell people, and I think it's too early to kill that. So I think that's going to happen. Orton's going to win this match. Joe Bates, your thoughts on this match? Who wins?
Man, I don't. I talk so much crap about Hardy every time, but I realized when Hardy was giving a promo in the last episode of SmackDown, that his cadence is all, like, the audience doesn't know when to cheer, like, sometimes. Like, he finishes his thing, and he goes, like the crowd's like, yay, and then he goes back, like, one last second, and goes, oh, I'm going to hell! And so, okay, all right.
He's terrible. He's terrible.
But I think Hardy's going to put it all out there in this match. I'm still worried about Orton, what Orton's going to do. I do think Orton's going to win, but I think Nakamura is going to be somewhat involved in this match, which leads to my next thing. Is the U.S. title, we should get rid of the U.S. title. The belt hasn't had significance since John Cena did the Open Challenge, and not since then, or before then. They should just get rid of it. No more U.S. title. Get a new title. Kind of reboot the whole thing for that one. But, yeah, I think Orton wins. Nakamura is involved. And that's what I say.
Orton wins. Batman, let's see here. Do we still have? Yeah, we. Batman, your thoughts on Randy Orton versus Matt Hardy, and this is in a. I'm sorry, Jeff Hardy, and this is Hell in a Cell, by the way. This is an actual Hell in a Cell.
Yeah. Well, I if I believe, if I remember correctly, I believe I was the one who called this out. I'm the one who called the whole pay-per-view or the Hell in the Cell and everything. I was actually excited, I believe, when I called it. I was like, oh, that would be pretty cool. I've heard that he's retiring, blah, blah, blah. I've seen Matt Hardy, blah, blah, blah. Now, a couple weeks later, I'm kind of like, son of a bitch, Jeff. You kind of like really just, you really deflated that balloon like crazy. You know what I mean? Like, because Joe's right. The whole cadence, like, you don't know whether to cheer or you kind of like, wait, do I cheer now? Or what? What did you just say? Or like that, like, in the end, he was like, I think he ended the promo with, and that's when I was like, yeah, I have a feeling he either just forgot what the hell he was going to say, or he just, it's just really that terrible promos. Or he was like, all right, guys, y'all have a good night. And I'm like, no one ever says that in the beginning of a cut, or in the beginning of the show, except for like,
I know,
a
man.
Stephanie,
it was very
McMahon.
Awkward for him.
Like a yeah, you know, like a Stephanie or Vince or something, because that's the role that they're playing. They're bringing the show to you. You know what I mean? So I can expect to hear that from them. But that was like the way he's like nervous. You know what I mean? I don't know if you ever remember Saturday Night Live when Ashley Simpson. It was like the whole debacle where she was going to play something, and all of a sudden her song started, and
was,
you could tell that she was lip-syncing, and she just kind of, like, did this little ditty dance. Yeah, she started, like, dancing around and saying, like, weird random shit. That's what Jeff Hardy's doing. And every time he cuts the promo, that is him. You know, like, I think the last week when he did that little Jesus pose, and he goes, yeah, and he's just, like, this weird pose.
Yeah,
I'm like, God, you know, I love Jeff.
Stellar promo skills. Never.
No, and you know, you know when
you
did have
I've never once expected to see a good promo from him.
Yeah, when he did have a decent promo is when he said very little and it was like an impactful thing or like a random thing. You know what I mean? But when you try to give him like a whole 5 minutes of just talking, he don't even know what the hell he's going to say the minute after the first minute. You know what I mean? Like, and then he just starts dancing around and showing his bright ass teeth and like, have a good night, everybody. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get it.
So who wins? Batman? Oh, Batman. Oh, shit. His call dropped off. Let's go to Christian. Christian, who wins?
All right. Here. Okay. Randy Orton wins. We all know if he's going to win. But I'm going to put 2 cents into this. Randy Orton attacks somebody else at the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. Maybe AJ Styles.
Wow. I hate that.
Maybe
I could see
AJ
him going cool Viper on AJ or somebody afterwards. I would like to see him do something like that, for sure. I would definitely love to see him do that. Well, shit,
but
I don't know what happened to that.
Here he is. He did say he wants to take out everybody on a pedestal.
That's what he said. So I'm looking forward to that. Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, it's the return.
Going back to what I was saying, my prediction would be Randy Orton.
Randy Orton, okay. Hey, is that your Bluetooth flying there? Yes, apparently it was. Randy Orton. Okay. So let's go to the next one. We all went with Randy Orton on this. That's interesting.
Yeah.
The next one is Ronda Rousey versus Alexa Bliss, and this one did not have. I didn't like the build-up for this, which is why we're not going to waste that much time talking about it. But basically, what happened at SummerSlam, Ronda Rousey defeated Alexa Bliss, which we all knew was going to happen. And then on the August 27th episode of Raw, Alexa Bliss announced that she would be invoking her championship rematch clause at Hell in a Cell, which I thought was very interesting because, you know, I didn't know they were still doing that. You know, this whole invoking the rematch clause here lately seems like it's gone by the wayside, you know. They do it sometimes and sometimes they don't. So, but nevertheless, she did it, and here it is. It's going to be a plain old singles match for the WWE Raw Women's Championship, Joe Bates. Who do you have on
that? I think it's pretty much a repeat of SummerSlam. Ronda Rousey just defeats her pretty easily. It's not that big a deal, but afterwards, that's when the thing we've all predicted and know is going to happen, Natalya's going to turn on Ronda Rousey on this to set up for the Evolution pay-per-view.
Everybody says that. Everybody is saying that. And, you know, I could buy into that, but as long as Natalya turns for her, but she somehow becomes Alexa Bliss's pet cat, I think that would be sexy. I think that would be very sexy.
The more we talk about this pay-per-view, the less I want to watch it.
And funny that you mentioned that, because, you know, I'm a huge fan of the Cowboys, who have done nothing for me lately. Nothing at all. I don't even know how I can say that with a straight face, that I'm a fan of them. But yet here I find myself saying it. But nevertheless, I'm fucked up about it, okay? I'm not very happy with them these days. In fact, I've not been happy with them for several years now. I've not bought any merchandise from them. I still watch the games and cheer for them, but that's another story, and I digress completely. And I apologize to my fans for taking up time talking about the stupid freaking Dallas Cowboys. But I digress. Anyway, so Rousey, you went with Rousey. I think I have to go with Rousey, too. It seems like that's just a no-brainer, man. It seems like it's a no-brainer. Batman.
Yeah.
What are you thinking, man?
I'm going for Ronda. How can I say this? I forgot what I was going to say. I agree with Joe. I don't think that they're going to do the turn just yet, though. They are building up to it, but I don't think just yet, because when I looked at the card for Evolution, it looks like Natty and Beth Phoenix are tagging together, right? So I don't see how that would work into that play, you know, because they're still trying to keep the storyline going into Evolution. I think it may happen at Evolution. I don't know, but I agree with Joe. They are gonna have her turn, eventually turn, because that's the only way I can
see
they're going. Ronda's gonna have to go with Charlotte to WrestleMania, but she's gonna need a good storyline before that, and I think the Natty, for at least like a month or two, would be a good kind of the transition to get to Charlotte. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I think that, so it's going to happen. I don't think just yet, though, because of just that simple tag team thing that's going on.
I don't think it's going to happen.
But yeah, I go for Ronda. She's on fire right now. They did that whole Pink and Black attack.
I don't think it's
going to
happen at the show, Batman.
I
agree with you. I don't think it's going to happen at the Hell in a Cell. I think it might happen as soon as the next night. And I think it might happen in a friendly way, where they just, you know, create a match between them somehow, and then it turns out, you know, to get fucked up from
there. I think they're going to make her
so
turn.
We'll see
I think they're
going to
make her turn
out.
Like at a Raw. Like, or just a regular Raw.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Are you going down the freeway right now?
Yeah, I'm actually on the way home. I'm country
okay,
road.
Yeah. It sounds
so you
like
probably hear
brother.
The open road.
All right. So I've got you down for Ronda Rousey. Christian from Philly.
Okay.
Ronda Rousey versus the Goddess, Alexa Bliss.
I know I said that Bliss would win on Monday Night Follow, but I'm changing my prediction right now. I think Rousey's going to win, but by DQ, because storyline-wise, Alexa's going to keep targeting her ribs that she's been targeting for the last few weeks, and she's going to hit her with an object for the ribs that causes the DQ.
Our resident Swami there with this bold prediction calling for Ronda Rousey via DQ, right?
Yeah, because she's going to keep attacking the ribs or use a weapon to hit her with the ribs.
Via DQ, Ronda Rousey via DQ. Wow, makes no sense. However, stranger things have happened.
So we shall see Ronda Rousey. Funny, we all have Ronda Rousey on that. We all have Ritten. We all have Charlotte.
You know what's the shame?
This is the most shameful thing.
This is the most predictable pay-per-view ever.
Well, at least we think.
No, what is it?
At least we think. Sometimes they pull out a rabbit out of their ass.
No, but if we get a lot of things wrong on this pay-per-view, it's a fucking damn shame. Shame to WWE.
It is, and I will be pissed. I will be very pissed. I will be very pissed. I might even take a hiatus if that happens. I mean, football season is back, baby. But I digress. That's another topic for another day. So let's move on to the next one. We have Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman. And I'm going to say on this one here, well, here's how it happened, first of all. At SummerSlam, Roman Reigns defeated Brock Lesnar to win the Universal Championship. Before the match began, the Money in the Bank winner, Braun Strowman, came out, and he declared that he would be cashing in on the winner of the match. And he even stayed at ringside. However, he was incapacitated by Lesnar during the match, if you can remember. Incapacitated by Lesnar. He was taken out by Lesnar, preventing him to cash in. And so this distraction actually allowed Reigns to defeat Lesnar to win the championship. And so the
tainted
next night on
win.
Raw, Strowman, what's that?
Tainted win. It was a tainted win.
Oh, yeah, very much so. Very much so. And the next night on Raw, Strowman once again attempted to cash in after Reigns successfully defended his title against Finn Balor. If you guys remember, the Finn Balor versus Roman Reigns match. Stellar match. But he was, of course, all that was stopped by Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins when they came out to the aid of the big dog, Roman Reigns, reforming the Shield. So then the following week, Strowman confronted Reigns and announced that he would be cashing in at the Hell in a Cell, inside the Hell in a Cell, no less, so that Ambrose and Rollins could not interfere. But then they went on to tag up and stuff. And then, you know, the whole thing was a deal where he was actually joining forces with these other dogs, the Dogs of War, as they're calling themselves now. And this whole thing began with this new Shield, as I'm calling them, as these new Dogs of War versus the Hounds of Justice. And so here we are. I have to say, I'm going to call this one first. I am saying that Braun Strowman is going to win, and this ties into what I said earlier, that Drew and Dolph Ziggler would win. They will retain somehow, and then Strowman wins, and they are all champions, and then Dolph Ziggler comes out and says, "You see, I told you that's what we were going to do when I got here, when I came, I told you, and here we are." And they will be showered with hate on Monday Night Raw, the opening segment. Joe Bates, your thoughts on Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar inside Hell in a Cell, no less. And also, let's see here, also this match has the special guest referee, Mick Foley. And also, let me throw this in there. I think Mick Foley's part is he can't take any bumps. Okay, so he's not there to take any bumps. But he's going to be there when Braun Strowman throws Roman Reigns off the top of the cell onto the table. And he's going to be there on his hands and knees on top of that cage, begging and pleading for him not to do it. Look at what happened to me. I'm telling you. My life has never been the same ever since I got thrown off of that cake. Please, please, Braun, I beg you. But Braun ain't going to give a crap, man. He's going to toss him off, and then he's going to go after Foley, but Foley will be smart and climb down. He's not going to take a bump, and we know that. But I digress. Joe Bates, your call on this.
I don't think this match will be that interesting. I don't think there's going to be any huge bumps. They're not going to risk losing Roman with a huge bump. And Strowman's not gonna. Strowman can't take a huge. I think he's great and everything. They might think about it, but I don't think they'll do anything too crazy, other than maybe destroy the Hell in the Cell while they're wrestling. I think it's gonna be a pretty basic match that Roman Reigns is gonna win. But this is my attempt to write something surprising and raw that I think could work. So, as we know, Braun Strowman gave his Money in the Bank contract to Baron Corbin to cash in for him at Money in the Bank, or at Hell in the Cell. I think Roman Reigns wins. They all have the title at the end of Raw the next day. Then Strowman comes in to cash the Money in the Bank contract that Baron Corbin never cashed in. So I think Baron Corbin just says, I just made cash. There never was a Money in the Bank cash-in. This is the Money in the Bank cash-in.
Oh, man, that ties in beautiful with the angle being out right now.
Well, especially because Corbin hates the Shield after the last episode of Raw.
Right. Clearly he hates the Shield. Wow, that is interesting writing there.
So I think Reigns wins.
Armchair booking.
Next episode. I think Roman wins, but the next episode, Strowman gets it.
Right. Wow. That's very interesting. But now I'm going to quote that, too. Let's see here. But Strowman wins next episode?
On Raw, yeah. The next day.
And then how does Corbin factor in on this?
So, Braun Strowman gave Corbin his Money in the Bank contract, literally gave him the suitcase to cash in for Hell in a Cell, and Corbin's going to state that the match was booked and the Money in the Bank contract never was cashed in. Corbin just booked that match.
Oh, man. I love it. I love it. These are the things people hate, though. But I actually like the sound of it. I actually like the sound of it. So Reigns and Strowman cashing in next night. But he never actually turned it in because he booked the match. And oh, man, I love it. Batman, what are your thoughts on that, man? That was crazy.
Yeah, man, I honestly, I don't see the whole point in cashing it in the whole Hell in a Cell. Like, that just kind of... That degrades the whole Money in the Bank. Like, that's the whole point, is cashing it in random spots, not calling it out, because if that's the case, they're just going to start doing that now, you know, from this point forward. Every other person that wins is just going to want to, you know, cash it in, but call it in, instead of just, like, random-ass cashing. That's what kind of gave it the excitement. I think Roman is... I see where Joe's going, too. I can see Roman winning, and then the next night, Braun Strowman getting it back. Or Braun Strowman cashing it in and finally getting that title or whatever on Raw. I agree with Christian, too. Just to go back to the whole making, like, the Hell in the Cell is just real predictable. I knew that Mick Foley was going to come in because he's been doing the 20 years of Hell in the Cell, or 20 years of Hell Tour. So it only makes sense that he was going to make an appearance in the Hell in the Cell pay-per-view. But yeah, I'm going with Roman here. I still don't think they're going to give it to Braun yet. I still think that they're high on Roman and they're just going to let him keep it. But I feel like, you know, now that he says it, that wouldn't make sense for Braun or for Baron, like, kind of to hold it against him. Be like, you know what, I don't like y'all. I didn't cash it in on Thursday or on Sunday night, so it didn't really, you know, blah, blah, blah. It didn't count in as a cash-in, so I'm cashing it in right now. And then that's where you get the next night.
That is interesting. Christian from Philly, Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman, Hell in a Cell with Mick Foley officiating. Who wins this match?
Braun Strowman will win, I think, because I think he needs the belt. They can't make him lose at the pay-per-view. He needs this win. He needs this more than anybody else for his credibility, for his character, and for the Money in the Bank briefcase to stake. But I agree with Joe Bates. They're not going to do that much spot or, you know. But I can see them bringing in a few tables in the Hell in a Cell match. You know, put Roman through a table, and then probably choke slam Mick Foley through a table or some shit like that. Or I could probably see Mick Foley screw Roman Reigns. That's my prediction.
Yeah. Call me macabre, but I do want to see some spots. I want to see some spots, man. I'd like to see Roman go through the table from the top. That would be epic. He could say, hey, you know what? I've done everything, man. I have done everything. You have to like me now. You have no choice. The fans, of course, will be saying, fuck you. We still don't like you. So I've got you down for Strowman. So on this one here, we were split. Joe and Batman went for Roman Reigns, and myself and Christian went for Strowman. So let's move on. On the August 21st episode of SmackDown, let's see. All right, there we go. On the August 21st episode of SmackDown, New Day, and this was the Kofi Kingston versus Xavier Woods, defeated the Bludgeon Brothers. And let's see here. They defeated the Bludgeon Brothers. All right, and they captured the SmackDown Championship. That's how that happened. And then on August 26th, Paige scheduled two triple threat matches, and the winners would be facing each other to determine who would face the New Day at Hell in a Cell. Cesaro and Sheamus won the first triple threat by defeating Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson and the Colognes out of nowhere. And then Rusev and Aiden English won the second triple threat match by defeating the Usos and Sanity's Eric Young and Killian Dane, that is. And then this set up Cesaro and Sheamus and Rusev and English facing each other here this week on SmackDown this week, which was won, shockingly. I didn't think it would be Rusev and English. However, it was Rusev and English that won. And they find themselves in the tag match against New Day for the SmackDown Championships. And this will be just a regular match, tag team match. So Joe Bates, New Day versus Rusev and Aiden English. Could this be the final tipping point for Aiden English and Rusev? Or do they pull through with the titles?
This is the most difficult match for me to decide what's going to happen. I don't know. I really don't know what's going to happen here. I think New Day is going to win, and then Aiden English is going to be the reason why, and then this will be finally the falling out between Rusev and Aiden English. But I'm gonna go against what I think is going to happen. And I think they're going to finally reward Rusev for everything he's done in his popularity. And Rusev and Aiden English and Rusev Day is going to win at Hell in the Cell.
Wow.
It's setting up, though. I mean, Aiden English has helped out multiple times. But I just feel like, I don't know. Like, I'm going with my heart instead of my brain in this one. I think Rusev is going to win.
Rusev. Batman, your thoughts on Rusev and Aiden English versus the New Day? Batman? Mute, Batman. Mute. Batman apparently tending to his young children at the moment. Christian from Philly. Batman is tending to his children, so why don't you fill in for Batman right now?
I think New Day is going to retain so that the bar could face them for the tag belt.
New Day retains so that the bar. New Day retains.
Also, I lost extra credit because I said the bar would face New Day at Hell in the Cell.
Yeah, I did too, man.
Yeah.
I definitely did too on that one, and that's for the other show. Apparently, we have lost that man. However, here he is returning with us now. Batman.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you just fine.
All right.
Your
so I think it was just
New
a
Day
service.
Versus New Day versus Rusev Day.
I'm going for New Day. I think Rusev and Aiden are finally going to split, and I think it's about time. I think we've been talking about their split for like the past, I don't even know, what,
six
three pay-per-views now that have passed?
Yeah.
Yeah, the past three pay-per-views, we've literally been like, I think it's time. Well, I think 3 months later, I think it's time. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. What if they win and they go on a run? Holy crap. It's going to be like Cesaro and Sheamus all over again. I mean, look what we got out of them. I kept saying for the longest time, I was doing another show on another network, and for the longest time, I kept saying, hey, these guys are done. They're done. And the next thing you know, they turned out to not be that way at all.
They look good. They look good on SmackDown. I thought they had a really good match on SmackDown with the Bar.
They did. I saw highlights of it. I did not get to watch the SmackDown. It was raining, and unfortunately, when you have DirecTV and it starts raining, everything goes to hell. It's 2018, and they still cannot figure this shit out. How in the blue hell does that happen?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're split here. Actually, no, three of us have the New Day, and Joe Bates is going solo on this with Rusev Day. So let's move on to the next one, and we might get out of here early today. How about that? Let's see here. The next one will be AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe in a singles match for the WWE Championship. And if you remember on this, there's been a lot on here, so let me catch you up real quick. This will be brief, I promise. At SummerSlam, during the WWE Championship match between Samoa Joe and defending champion AJ Styles, Joe taunted Styles by disrespecting his wife and daughter, who were in attendance. The Styles, of course, was pissed off and attacked Joe with a steel chair, resulting in Joe winning via DQ, but Styles retaining the title, of course. Now, we've seen that move done by many a heel, and it's always dirty, but in this case, it was okay because, you know, Styles had enough, so it was okay. At least that's what they say. But on the following SmackDown, Joe attacked Styles from behind during an interview and continued to disrespect the Styles family. Oh, Wendy! Then it got so rough, man, that even this week he read a night-night story. A night-night AJ, you know, a little bedtime story. So this has been very personal and very ugly, but it's a great feud, man. These guys are great together. I'm going to go ahead and pick on this first, and I am picking... Man, it's a rough pick, man. I was picking Samoa Joe. I'm picking AJ Styles to win this match. I don't know why. I should probably pick Samoa Joe. I'm picking AJ Styles. So I'm not going to talk about it anymore. We'll go to Joe Bates. AJ Styles or Samoa Joe. Regular match.
I think AJ Styles is going to retain due to Samoa
by
Joe. Right, Samoa Joe DQ this time instead of an AJ DQ. I think this run is pretty good, and they should give it a third match. And I don't think they want to give Samoa Joe the title yet. I think they're saving it for next year. I think this is either AJ's last year or second to last year wrestling. So I think they want to give him a pretty long title run. So they're probably end their feud on the next pay per view. So I'm giving AJ Styles will retain due to Samoa Joe's death.
Yeah, I said the same thing on that. I'm thinking the same thing. I've changed my mind on this one. I remember clearly on Fallout I picked Samoa Joe to win, but I've thought about it and I've changed my mind on it. I had to go AJ Styles. Batman, your call on this, Samoa Joe versus AJ Styles in a regular match at Hell in a Cell.
I think Samoa is going to win. Oh, I'm sorry, AJ's. I think AJ's going to win, but only because of DQ. Samoa's going to, you know, just take it a little too far. I think this deserves another pay-per-view or two.
Yeah.
Because I just, look, man, AJ's on fire. And, like, I agree with Joe. Since he's been in, he really has been the top guy. It just goes to show that WWE, I don't know why they took forever, but timing is you know, timing is a big thing. And I think right now with AJ just being on fire, on top of his game at the end, like, this is just going to be one of the best. Like, if he were to retire in the next year or two, this to me is, like, one of the best runs anybody could ever retire in. You know what I mean? He's just really,
yeah,
like,
no, man, let me tell
every
you, though,
pay-per-view
this is one of the things that everything happens as it should. Because, you know, early in his career, AJ Styles had to turn down a job offer from WWE because of his wife.
Yeah,
he didn't want to relocate his wife because she had started going to school. So, you know, he did make that choice. I barely found that out here just a few weeks ago when I looked into that. But he made that choice.
That's why I'm saying,
eventually, he ended up in WWE.
Yeah, timing is a big thing. And I think right now, like I said, when he chose to finally come in, I think he finally was like, you know what? I've got all my gears running at the same time. I've got every single thing working for me. If I'm going to end up on top, if I'm going to end out, or like, or just, you know, I was going to say, if I'm going to end this, I'm going to end it on top. And I think that's when he finally decided, you know what, right now is the time for WWE. It looks like obviously their deal worked out, because since he's been in there, he's been in almost every pay-per-view. He's been on top the whole time. He's he hasn't delivered, or if he doesn't just deliver, he over delivers. Like, this guy is a beast. This to me would be an awesome run. My only thing is, I don't want this Samoa Joe to end so soon, because I'm afraid of, like, where are they gonna put him next? You know what I mean? Are they gonna are they gonna do Bullet Club kind of thing that we've been teasing ourselves? You know, a Bullet Club reunion, or is he finally gonna go and get a real good run with Finn Balor? Because I've always wanted to see a good decent run between both of them, or what? Are you going to just kind of just let him kind of ride his horse out into the sunset? You know what I mean? Like,
no,
just let him
choose
whatever he wants.
They're going to maintain this feud at least one more pay-per-view.
Yeah, because I think,
by giving
honestly,
AJ
the only feud,
the title.
Yeah, the only one, the only other feud that I think that's really, like, lived up to its name, like the way AJ and Samoa is doing, is AJ and Chris Jericho. Because other than that, he's been on top, but I'm not saying I don't like any of the other feuds, but those are the two feuds that really stand out to me in the past 2 years, 3 years that he's been here.
The Cena one was good.
No, yeah, okay,
which
that's
one?
Another one. Yeah, the Cena run was awesome. I completely forgot about that. I don't know how.
Oh,
I
yeah, man,
that
was
that
really
was
good, man. To me, that's where
so
I finally started seeing AJ Styles as the true superstar.
What about Kevin Owens?
Yeah. Nah, no, I liked it. I think Kevin Owens to me would be like a Finn Balor or AJ Styles. Like, it's something I just want to see. I'm not expecting it to be like an awesome series or anything. I just want to see it. You know what I mean? Like, Kevin Owens and AJ, I love the whole series. But it wasn't like it's not like one of those, like, dream matches. You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna want to see them go against or go at it. But it's not like one of those, like, it's not in that echelon of, like, certain matches you just need to, you know, that just build up or, you know, like, live up to the hype kind of thing.
Speaking of Kevin Owens, I want to cut in real quick. First of all, Christian, let me get your prediction on that before I move forward real quick. Who was that? AJ Styles and Samoa Joe.
I would say AJ Styles win based on fucking Samoa Joe's horrific promo with a storybook that reminded me of Eddie Guerrero's bedtime stories with Dominic.
That was not as good as it should have been. I will agree with you on that. Speaking of KO, though, I do want to throw in some extra credit. Will Kevin Owens be involved in any of the matches? Joe Bates, for 1 point extra credit, yes or no?
No.
No. Batman, yes or no? Will Kevin Owens involve himself in any of the matches in any way?
I mean, well, it just, I guess, depends on if these points matter or if they don't. Is this like one of those, like, whose line is it anyways? Like, you're going to give me all these points and it's
well,
not going to matter at the
these
end?
These points matter, like, in case it fits a tie or something like that.
Okay.
I have to come up with some extra questions.
I get you. Okay, yeah, okay. So they matter just a little bit. Okay. I think he is. Because, I mean, he's been doing this whole, like kind of just interjecting himself into something just because he's, like, in this little pissy
mood. You know what?
Mood.
You're right.
I don't really
he
know what they're doing with
that.
Yeah, he's just, you know, he
Christian
totally quit, and then he
Philly.
came back out of nowhere, right? I think that's what he's going to do in the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Yeah, he quit, and then he came right back out of nowhere. He antagonized, what's-his-face, but is he going to do something to involve himself in the pay-per-view in any match, yes or no, Christian?
I think it's not going to be a match, but I think he's going to be somehow involved in taking out Seth and Dean backstage so they won't help Roman in the Hell in a Cell match.
So, yes. Wow. Interesting. That is interesting. I am going to say no. I say no, but he will be featured on Raw Heavy going forward.
Who do I say no to? I say my mind
oh,
no.
Hell, come on,
because
Christian.
I say no because he's feuding with Lashley, and Lashley's not in the pay-per-view.
That is true. However, you never know, man. He's been all over the place, like Batman said. Batman didn't have
no,
good thoughts
on
that.
No, he won't do
that.
It.
So
he
let's
won't
see.
Do it.
Moving on. Let's see. Moving on. We have the next one is. Oh man, this is it. We have come to the end. Daniel
Damn.
Bryan. I'm sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Brie Bella versus
Brave.
The Miz and Maryse. Mr. and Mrs. Brie Bella. Mrs. and Mr. Brie Bella versus The Miz and Maryse. Joe Bates, who wins this? It's going to be a
crazy
match. Crazy match.
I don't think it's going to be a comedic match. I think it'll be an okay match. It won't be anywhere near the best of the card. But I think it'll further the story. I think it'll further the story. I am betting that Miz takes the pin. Because Daniel Bryan is trying to help his wife. So Miz will pin Daniel Bryan because Daniel Bryan is trying to help Brie. And then they might have one more match, but then it's going to lead to Miz not dealing with Daniel Bryan anymore until WrestleMania. But I think Miz and Maryse take. Yeah.
Miz and Maryse, nice.
I gotta head out, though. Take care, guys. Be safe. Joe Bates is out. Live your lives to the fullest, and you know, drink your Ovaltine.
Drink your Ovaltine.
Keep
Joe
that.
Bates, do you have any comedy going on this weekend, real quick?
Oh yeah, I'm at Wiley's Comedy Club in Dayton, Ohio this Friday and Saturday. They talked about me on 97.5 in Houston.
Awesome. I'll have to go and find that clip and see if I can work it in the show somehow.
No. Actually, really, don't do that because Cole Dim was talking shit about me. Because that's what happened like 6 years ago. It's a long story, but the guy's a total douchebag. Anyways, I'll talk to you guys. Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, headliner Joe Bates, everybody. Also, you can listen to his show here on Fridays the moment you wake up. I mean, the moment you wake up, you go to your computer or your phone and you go to World Generation Podcast and you scroll through and you'll see Joe Bates right there. Rank You Very Much is a show. And this week, he'll have a new episode up and running and it'll be available when you wake up Friday morning. That's tomorrow, by the way. So continuing on, let's see here. We had Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella versus The Miz and Maryse mixed tag team match. Batman, your call.
I am actually going for The Miz. I think he's still going to get the pin. I don't think they're going to they're going to do what Joe says. They're going to continue it, but not right now. They're going to go back to it later on to build to WrestleMania.
Yeah,
but,
something's going to happen, man, to where somebody else gets involved.
Yeah, Yeah, just so they can kind
something.
Of because I feel like if Daniel Bryan wins right now, then it's just you kind of just shooting a horse, you know what I'm saying?
It kills everything.
You
right? kind
of just it, yeah, you're just going to kill everything. You're just literally just you're about to ride the wave and just literally instead of just staying on the surfboard, you just dove into the water instead of trying to ride it out. That's exactly what I feel like that's what's going to happen. If Daniel were to win, you just kind of just like, well, what the hell was all this for? There was no build. You're building all that for this? It's like, that's not the ending I want to see. I want to see him win, just not yet. I need to see him get more pissed off. I need to see him more infuriated. I need to see a little bit more. Not that he's not bringing that. It's just, that's just what I want to see. I want the story to build up. You know what I mean? I don't want him to win just yet. I want the man to win.
I think that it could be, if Daniel Bryan wins, okay, because there's been a lot of talk on this network, actually, of a Daniel Bryan upcoming heel turn, even. If Daniel Bryan wins this match.
I see that.
I think we will start seeing a heel turn of him. And we'll start seeing it soon after that. However, I don't think Daniel Bryan is going to win. I think The Miz is going to win this match.
Yeah, I'm
somehow,
going for
The Miz. Some way, The Miz and Maurice will win this match. And then Daniel Bryan is going to capture that other, that contract at that one pay-per-view that they have set up, their last match ever or whatever the hell that they have
Super
is going to be for the – yeah, there you go. Is that match already set up, guys?
Yeah, it's official. It's official.
Super Showdown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. They have the full card on there already. Holy shit.
Does it look better than Evolution's?
I haven't seen the Evolution card, but this card looks pretty darn good, I'll tell you what. But it is going to be a singles match to determine the number one contender for the world championship. And
now,
this match is being billed also as their last ever match or something like that?
No.
No, just a singles match to determine
the
number. Okay, and yeah, so I'm going with The Miz. The Miz is going to win, and he's going to go on to challenge for the world championship and end up winning it. And then they'll meet up at WrestleMania or somewhere down the line, maybe the first pay-per-view of the year. And or maybe they'll even bring back a King of the Ring where this will be the headliner. And maybe Daniel Bryan will get it back. Who knows? I think it'll probably finish out at WrestleMania. But I got The Miz. Christian, who do you have?
All right, I'm going to say CN Almas and Selena Vega interfere, cost Brie and Daniel the match. Brie takes the pinfall. Brie Bella takes the pinfall. Brie Bella gets pinned. Miz and Maurice wins.
Miz.
Yeah, I see that. I see that too. Wow. I see that too.
Right? Yeah, sounds like a good scenario. But we shall see.
It would make sense with Brie Bella getting involved too.
Yeah, we shall see how it plays out. I'll tell you what, guys, we only have 11 minutes left. I still have one more break to take, so I'm going to take that right now, and everybody just stay where you're at because we'll be right back sometime here. Yeah, here we go. We will be right back after this work on the Tail 4-Way Radio.
Signing up to join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome back to the Fatal 4-Way Radio. I am Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, and we are about to finish off this show here. Let's see. I think we've got all of the questions for the deal. We were talking about Super Showdown. What a match that's going to be. What a pay-per-view that's going to be. Holy crap. It's going to be fire, as they say nowadays. It's going to be straight fire.
It's going to be lit.
It's going to be straight fire from Melbourne, Australia. And what time will that be happening? Do we know the speakers?
October,
I mean, they are like 18 hours ahead.
October 8th, October 6th. It's going to be October 6th.
So in Melbourne, Australia. So that's October 5th here.
The Super Showdown is first, then the Evolution pay-per-view. So the Super Showdown pay-per-view comes first, then the women's pay-per-view comes second.
Do we know what time that Super Showdown is going to be here in the United States?
Probably the same time as every pay-per-view. I don't know. We'll find out in the incoming days, I guess. They'll announce it when they give an official advertisement for it.
Right.
Still haven't. But since we have little time left, I'm going to tell you the card for the Women's Evolution.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Oh, what a disappointing card for the first ever women's pay-per-view. We're going to have fucking NXT UK Women's Championship. People I do not know. Rhea Ripley versus Jenny versus Keller Kelly versus Dakota Kai. Special announcement segment, women's tag team titles, blah, blah, blah. One of
Did
the worst segments
Ball
I believe. No. Dakota Kai.
Oh, I thought you said Dragon Ball Z Kai. I was like, what the fuck? That's an actual character? I mean, that's an actual person? Dragon Ball Kai. Oh, my God.
Carmella's going to have the worst segment on the pay-per-view because she's going to have a fucking talk show segment with the cast of GLOW.
I'm okay with that. I like GLOW. I love that show, so I'm okay with it.
Oh, no shocker here. The Riot Squad versus Sasha Banks, Bayley, and Ivory. What a good match. What a shocker. Tony Storm versus Lo Sharia for the Mae Young Classic finale. For some reason, a 20 women battle royal. The winner faces NXT Women's Champion Kairi Sane later in the show. For no reason. I don't know why. Ooh, a rehash of an old rivalry in NXT. Asuka versus Ember Moon, a match we haven't seen since 1,000 times. Mickey James versus Lita.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Ooh, a match that nobody wanted to see. Naomi versus Melina. What a good fucking match.
I'm actually excited for Melina coming back. Look, some of them I'm actually excited for them to come back.
Naomi.
I just wish they would have built it up.
For Naomi?
Stop.
I like Naomi.
Naomi. This is not a match nobody wanted to see.
Yeah, it's not a match anybody was ready to see.
Look at James versus Lita. Oh, what a rivalry. That's not going to be a sloppy mess of a match. NXT Mexican Women's Champion Kairi Sane versus Battle Royal winner Alexa Bliss versus Trish Stratus. Trish Stratus is going to bury Alexa Bliss, let me tell you something. And for some reason, these are the four participants. This is a Fatal 4-Way Tag Women's match, by the way, for the Tag Women belt. Alicia Fox and Kella Kelly are a team versus the versus Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville versus Bessie and Natalya. What a great match that sounds. Wow. The Iconics are winning. Spoiler, the Iconics are winning because there's no way they're going to give it to Mandy Rose or Sonya Deville with the streak they've been going on.
Charlotte versus Becky Lynch again.
And for the main event nobody asked for, Ronda Rousey versus fucking Nikki Bella. What a good females pay-per-view, ladies and gentlemen. Surely this is one for the ages. One of the shittiest pay-per-views I've ever seen. This is
going to
be a
and
big fucking
flop. And what day is that
flop.
One going to be on?
October 28th.
Let me pull up my Dallas Cowboys schedule.
Ooh, what a fucking pay-per-view. What a fucking females pay-per-view.
Too little, too late.
You should have had this in 2015, where the women's division was the highest of the high and the heatest of the heat when they were white hot. But no, you waited three years for this, and it's too little, too late. We're gonna get two matches that are dumb. One match that doesn't make sense. The same matches over and over again. We're gonna have a terrible segment with Carmella in a talk show. Probably bad-mouthing the Globecast, and then the Globecast attacks her. That's predictable. Then we're going to have Ronda Rousey and Nikki Bella fight. They're besties, so they're not going to be really rivaling. They're just going to hug each other and fucking celebrate at the end of the match. We're going to have Becky Lynch versus Charlotte, where Becky Lynch still doesn't win the fucking title. I tell you right now, Becky's not going to win the title there, too. And then...
You're not angry about it, though, are you?
What?
Oh, man. Christian, I'll tell you what, man. Why don't you guys close your show out? Christian and Batman, we're getting to that time.
All right. Join us, ladies and gentlemen, to a real show that will actually entertain you instead of this evolution crap, Radio Renegades, where we talk about real wrestling, real problems, real solutions, and actually entertaining stuff, not like this bullshit women's
Woo-hoo!
Evolution garbage. That's been shoving down people's throats since the announcement. And also, next week, join us on Monday Night Follow for the Reveal of the Predictions, another show that's worth your time, not the Evolutions pay-per-view. And this show, Fatal 4-Way Radio, where this show is also not a waste of your time instead of this Evolution garbage. This is also propaganda. This is all for nothing. This is all a waste of time. Fuck this and fuck this pay-per-view. Thank you for listening. See you on Saturday at 8 p.m., guys. Bye.
Ooh, yeah.
He was on fire.
Was hot. Yeah, he was hot, man.
Oh, yeah.
Batman.
You should have cut that whole thought. My thoughts would be, Hulk Hogan,
closing.
I hate your guts, and that's what's going to be left all over the mat in WrestleMania 5. That's what I got to think about that.
Give it up for Batman. And thanks for listening today, and I do want to say, go back and listen to the shows. Tuesday's episode was especially really good. Mike Santori, where they talked about where were you on 9/11. So go back and listen to that episode if you haven't listened to. Also, tomorrow, Joe Bates, right here as soon as you wake up. Be sure to check that out. And check out our show Sunday night after. Actually, we'll be on during the overrun. At our normal time, 10 o'clock, I think, 10 o'clock, but definitely tune into the website to check that out. And we will see you next time right here on Fatal 4-Way Radio. Until then, I am Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, reminding you to keep it real, keep it heel, and as always, keep it sexy. Goodbye, everybody.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.